Hi. No, it's been a minute. Sorry. I want to talk about something kind of spooky. Not that spooky. Just with a light sort of Halloween theme. I feel like it's pretty clear from the poll that there's just too much Halloween ideas, too many Halloween ideas to fit into 1 month. So, this is maybe gonna make you mad. There's an idea I had for an audio that I didn't put on the poll because I thought it would probably win, and I didn't really want to do it as full audio, but I thought maybe we could talk about it today. Yeah, so that might make you mad at the sort of if you feel like you would really want this as a full audio, but that's the way it goes. Yeah, I just feel like it was a little bit, it's not as interesting to me as some of the other ones, but I had this idea for a Halloween audio because we haven't done that many where like the speaker character is sort of the spooky one. So I thought a fun idea could just be your friend is secretly an incubus or whatever. For those of you who don't know what an incubus is, it's basically like a sex demon. You know, a succubus. Incubus is kind of like the masculine version, I guess, is the idea. So as I was making the poll, I just briefly thought of that idea that, yeah, friends to lovers, where your sweet, funny, shy, maybe not too shy, but you know what I mean? Just kind of laid back, easygoing friend has this other side to him, this secret that maybe he even doesn't know about. Until this year's Halloween, when he finds out that he's not human or only half human, and that he has this side to him. And so, what would that look like? I'm thinking of like the kind of overwhelming, sexual energy that you might feel, and the shift from looking at your friend, hanging out with your friend, talking to your friend about this as he's trying to tell you that there's something different about him, and the winds blowing outside, and the tree branches are, you know, rattling against the window, maybe. And there's leaves on the wind. And you're on your bed with your friend, and just that slow shift as you realize what he's talking about and what that means, and that he's different. That you can feel the difference, and that there's something primal and physical happening between the two of you within that shift. And who knows, maybe it's pheromones, or maybe it's magic, or maybe it's just an attraction that you've never realized, but there is sex just like dripping off of him, off of me. You can almost see it in the air. It's that kind of tension that's just like heavy and smothering around you. It's like you can smell him better. You know what I mean? It's like you're not sitting that close yet. You know, you're just on the bed together, but But it's like you can smell my natural scent. And you feel like he can too. You feel like you can see my mouth kind of watering. You can see me breathing in. Like I'm breathing you in. Like somehow I can sense what's happening with you. Like I'm sniffing you out. Like I'm tasting your arousal on the air. And are you curious? You must be a little curious. If your friend is an incubus, like a fucking sex demon or whatever, what does that mean exactly? And what would that mean? What would that mean? What would that be like to be fucked like that? With this face that you know so well. I mean, getting fucked by a demon is one thing, right? But when he has the face of somebody that you know so well and the voice, that's kind of a whole different thing, right? But are you really going to pass up the opportunity to find out, you know? Those first touches, reaching out to each other and hands on clothes, loose, comfy clothes. Maybe you're wearing a sweater or a hoodie or something. It's cold outside. And those first touches, just toying with clothing a little bit and pulling it back from skin, letting it ride up. And see my t-shirt ride up. And see my stomach. See me getting hard for you, like, before we've even done anything. See the pressing, bulging outline of my cock. And it's so filthy, so dirty, and, like, we've barely even touched. But it's there, and, like, you're starting to feel like overwhelmed, like lightheaded at how fast this shift is happening, at how a few minutes ago you were hanging out with your friend on your bed and chatting, and now I'm moving closer to you and you're looking at my cock just straining out of my sweatpants and my hands are on you. And my face is leaning down. And I am breathing you in. And this is new for me too, because I've never unlocked this part of myself before. And I'm breathing you in and I'm watching your lips part. And I'm brushing my mouth against yours. And it's not cute. It's not a cute little first kiss. It's like trembling, hot brush of your lips with mine. And then it's tongues. Then I'm tasting you. And you're feeling me against you. Feeling my weight and the warmth of my body just so close. Just my hand reaching down in the back of your neck, and on your face and your jaw, as I taste your mouth. And these first kisses are just so filthy and sloppy. And it's that thought of, like, what's happening? This is happening. That kind of thing. I'm going to fuck you. And this friend, this person that you thought you knew is not in every way, at least. Because this would never happen normally. This shouldn't happen. But things have changed. And you're looking at me and you can see in my face that it's changed. That hungry look. It's like a different person, a different being is staring out of your friend's eyes, those familiar dark eyes. And I'm so hungry for you. And it's okay to be a little scared. But you want it, don't you? You want it so bad. And I still have control over myself. For now, so I'd say if you want to stop, we can stop. Or just tell me if there's anything that you don't want. Just tell me, okay? And you nod with your mouth slightly open. Those eyes already sort of hazy. My hands going down to the hem of your sweater and pulling up. Well, I don't know if I could stop myself from tearing, though. Oh, just tearing your shirt or your sweater off of you. That shouldn't be possible, right? It's a nice sweater, so I could hold back. I could just lift it. I could just slide it along your skin. So I can see you. See that bare exposed skin. See your tits and your stomach. Slide my hand up your torso and onto your tits. You feel yourself falling backwards. Feel your back hitting the bed. And now I'm over you. I'm on top of you. And I'm pressing my hands to your thighs. And I'm spreading you apart. And I want to see you arch up off the bed. As I hold myself over you and just lean down and crawl down. Breathing you in the whole time, just tasting you, brushing my lips to your stomach. To your hips as you squirm. Running my tongue over you. That's how I imagine it. That like part of being like this, part of changing and like, is that I'm so hungry for you that I want to taste you, that my tongue is just running over your skin. And I want to taste your sweat. I want to taste every part of you, that it gives me something, you know? It gives me power, that it gives me, like, sustenance, you know, to drink you in like that. Kiss you hard. Draw your tongue into my mouth. Push mine into yours. Fuck you with my tongue. Fuck your mouth with my tongue. I want you sucking on it and biting at my lip. I want to see your throat exposed. I want to suck and bite. Bite. Oh, yeah. Down and down and onto your collarbone, sucking and biting. I want you reaching for it. Oh, reaching for my cock. My sweatpants, reaching for that bulge that you've been staring at. Get your hands on it. And it's so tempting. It's so tempting for me because part of me just wants to sit back and let you worship it. Just take it out. Let you look at it. Let you play with it. Let you satisfy these overwhelming, filthy, slutty feelings by worshiping my cock with your mouth and your hands. Part of me just wants to do that, but the other part of me doesn't want to let up that control, not even for a second, not even to sit back and let you do that. No, I want to be all over you. I want to be on top of you. I want you looking up at me, underneath me. I want you squirming on the bed as I just drink you in. Take off your sweater or your shirt, finally. You're naked from the waist up. And taste all that skin. And keep sucking and biting and licking. Oh. Get your nipple in my mouth and suck and bite a little bit. Oh. Flick with my tongue. Oh, just fucking gorge myself on you. That's what I want. And I want to smell how wet you are. And now I would rip and tear your sweatpants or your shorts. Now I would fucking tear them off you. Rip them to shreds. Oh, you shouldn't be that strong, right? I guess that's part of it, right? You don't know. Who knows? I guess that's part of it. The whole incubus thing, whatever change is happening with me, the ways in which I'm different. I want to see the shock on your face when I tear your shorts and your panties off of you. Just manhandling you, like lifting your hips so easily and rolling you over, throwing you around, fingers digging into your thighs. That feeling that I could just pose you and move you around and position you however I wanted. That is just so easy for me to do that to you, to control your body with my hands. And I want you to feel worshipped and used like you never thought that I would do to you, right? Like you never thought that you'd be naked underneath me and that you'd be grabbing at me like that and that your pussy would be just fucking hot and dripping like that, and that I'd be spreading your thighs apart so that you can't hide, so that you can't hide how wet and needy and ready that pussy is before I've even touched it. I want to see you like that. It's so vulnerable, right? To be spread open like that, naked underneath me, when I have all my clothes on. And I want you to just lose yourself in it, and I want you to see that I'm losing myself in it, that like the other side or whatever is taking over me, you know, just in the clench of my jaw and in the parting of my lips and my tongue just fidgeting and hanging out and my eyes just raking over you, just like searing you almost. Like my eyes feel hot on your skin. And the way that I just carelessly take off my clothes, just yank my t-shirt over my head and take off my sweatpants without even thinking about it. And I want you to barely get a look at it before I'm crawling down between your legs and putting my mouth on your cunt. God, and I would just be getting drunk on the taste of you. Fuck. I'd be groaning. I'd be drooling. Oh, your pussy would taste so good. I know your cunt would taste so good. I know I would love to just lap at you and suck at you. Oh, and you've never had somebody just fucking devour and gorge themselves on your pussy like this. So sloppy and like slow at first, though, you know, like just slow and sloppy and worshiping, but so fucking absorbed in it, like totally lost in you. My tongue pushing at you, teasing your clit on my lips. Fuck, making out with your pussy. Hickeys on your thighs and my hands on your ass. Still like manhandling you and gripping at you. And I was going to say that I want your fingers in my hair, but I don't know if I do. I kind of want you gripping the sheets, you know? I kind of want your arms up. Like, it's just already so overwhelming that you're almost scared to touch me. And I want to hear you. I want to hear you moaning and gasping. And I want you to get louder, like, louder than you should be this fast. You know, like the kind of loud that you usually only get at the end, you know? That's what I want to hear. And I want you to feel so exposed and vulnerable, the way I'm spreading you open, like the way I'm just easily spreading your legs wide as they'll go. Just like the lightest touch of my fingers on your thighs or behind your knee is so easy for me to spread you open. And I want you to see the drool just dripping off my tongue onto your pussy. And it's so filthy. That's so, like, obscene that you can barely take it. I want you to be shocked. I want you to be as shocked as you are fucking losing it for me. I don't want to see your tits pressing up into the air. I don't want to see your body moving, your hips moving, like that kind of rolling, undulating movement of your body as you just mindlessly hump against my mouth. Just try to push back on my tongue. I want to see those watering, hazy eyes as you get more and more drunk on the feeling of me just touching you and licking you and tasting you. Sucking on your clit, sucking on that aching clit. And when I know that you're losing yourself, that you're getting nice and mindless and drunk on it, I want to sit up and just yank you to the edge of the bed so that your head is slipping over the edge, hanging over the edge, and keep you so spread open. Just reach down and slide two fingers inside you and just fuck at your G-spot like that. Like, just hard, rough fingering. When you're all spread open like that with your head hanging over the side of the bed, my cock just right there on your face, just so fucking thick and hard and jutting, like so hard that it looks like it hurts, right? I want you to feel the heat and the weight of it on your face. And I want to see your mouth open, just searching for it, trying to get your tongue on it, trying to taste it. Even as you moan and gasp from my fingers filling you up and pressing at those spots for you, fucking those spots for you. In your legs, in the air, and leaning down and running my tongue up your legs and kissing your foot. And then down, and then down to devour your cunt again. Leaning over and lifting your hips up to meet me. So that I can just bury my face in you. So that your wetness is just running down my chin and smearing against my face. And when you get the head of my cock between your lips, I want to start thrusting. God, just sucking on your clit. Tongue fucking your pussy and fucking your face at the same time. Fucking your mouth with your head hanging over the side of the bed. And I'd take it easy on you if it was hard, but you'd be so good for me, wouldn't you? You'd take it so good for me. My thrusting hips and my pumping cock just fucking past your lips, just all the way to the back of your throat. God, just mindlessly using your mouth while I worship your pussy. Will I make you come? You gonna come for me? You wanna come for me? I want you to come where you, like, don't even realize that it's barely been any time, right? That it's only been a few minutes. And that this is the first of many, of, like, a lot. And that if you let me, I would make you come over and over and over and over and over again. That's how I want you to come. You're gonna come for me like that. God, my wet mouth and my hot tongue and my lips just all over your cunt. Every fucking inch of it. Just fucking starving for your cunt, starving for your fucking orgasm. I want to drink it. I want to fucking drink it. I want to drink it. Come. Come for me. Come for me, please. And I want it to be loud. I want it to be fucking loud. I want you to get so sloppy around my cock. I want you to spit and choke and drool and moan around my cock while it's fucking into your mouth. I want your eyes to roll, and I want you to be so fucking cock drunk and mindless. That's how I want you to come. That's how I want you to come for me. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's it. That's it. Oh, you never thought that you'd come for me like this. Did you? Did you? This is so fucking filthy and dirty that you can barely take it. She can't even think. Oh, and you can hear how wet and sloppy your pussy is against my mouth. And you can hear your own fucking filthy sounds, just those wet, sloppy sounds, just like reverberating in your head as your lips smack and you gag and suck. That's how I want you to come for me. That's it. That's it. That's it. Lose it. Fucking lose it. Put your fingers in your mouth. Put your fingers in your mouth while you come. I want you to suck on your fingers while you come for me like that. That's it. That's it. I want you to moan with something in your mouth. Come on. Do it. Do it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's so fucking good. That's so fucking good. That's it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. More, more, more. More, more. Just a little more. Just a little more. Keep it going like that. Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking into your mouth. Feeling your mouth and your tongue and the warmth and the wetness there and tasting you on my tongue, drinking your cum, drinking all that fucking wetness and just digging my fingers into your thighs and your ass, spreading you apart. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I want to take you. I want to fucking claim you like that. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking mine. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'd come fast, too. I feel like I would come fast, too. Just stay nice and hard for you. Would you like that? When you're lying there on your back with your head hanging upside down, just limp and panting. Oh, riding out the last few clenches and waves from your orgasm. Would you like it if you felt my cock just pulse between your lips and flood your mouth with cum? Don't worry. I'd give you lots to taste. I'd give you lots to drink up and swallow. And pull my cock out of your mouth. Just pump the rest all over your lips and your tongue and your face. Oh my God, just cover you in it. And then flip you over. And your cheek pressing to the sheets. And your face all covered in my cum. And the taste of it still pooling on your tongue. And your eyes like half closed and hazy. As I lift up your ass. Lift your hips into the air. And spread you open. God, and the way my fingers are sinking, digging into your ass, you know that I fucking own you. You know that you fucking belong to me. Because how else would you just let me spread you open like this? And my cock still thick and hard and dripping with my cum. Looking down at my new fucking toy, just face down, ass up for me. I let you pick. Let you pick which hole I use first. Would you take my cock in your ass? It's already so slick and slippery with my cum. I bet I could slide it right in. I bet it would be a tight fit. I bet you would feel so stretched and filled by it. But I've made you slutty enough for me, haven't I? Haven't I? And, oh, doesn't it just make sense? Doesn't it just make sense that this thing, this creature that you thought was your friend, is wearing your friend's body and wearing your friend's face? Doesn't it make sense that you would let me slide my cock into your ass and take you like that? The snap of my hips against your ass, jostling you, just rippling them as I bump all the way into your fucking ass. I'd at least tease you like I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. And then if you begged for me to fuck your cunt instead, I would. Don't worry, I would. But I'd make sure it was just as overwhelming. I'd make sure you felt just as slutty with me fucking your pussy. No way, I'm just gripping your hips and slamming deep into you. Ah, so hard and so deep, like relentless and mindless, just pumping at you. Just using that pussy like a fucking toy. Holding your neck or holding your hair, mounting you, just tugging you back onto it, slamming your whole fucking body back on my cock. And playing with your clit so that your thighs shake and you fucking moan like a desperate little slut. So that you moan so loud and so like fucking inhumanly that your throat hurts, that you're losing your voice. Just those fucking primal physical animal sounds that you know you should be so humiliated to be making for me. Like no self-consciousness, no self-awareness. And I'd make you say all the fucking things that you've wanted to say, but you just never felt quite slutty or safe enough to say. I want you to say all of that. I want you to call me all the names. I want you to say that you belong to me, that you belong to my cock, that you want my cum, that you want more and more and more of my cum, that you want me to breed to you, that you want me to get you pregnant. That would be the vibe, kind of. So we're not doing that audio. Should I not do a super abrupt ending to this? It's already so long. That's kind of what I'm imagining, though. Like, and then just going on and on and on, right? Like, I want you coming like 5 or 6 times. And I want you to take so many fucking loads, like so much of my cum inside you and all over you. Just more and more and more. That's how I'm imagining it. Oh, and the wind outside. And the autumn leaves and the spooky trees. And the two of us in here, just all over your bed, on the floor and against the wall, picking you up, bouncing you on my cock, and fucking you until you scream, and making you crawl around. Making you just lie there and take it. Kissing you, just like making out for a full hour in the middle of it. And holding you after. Should we relax a little bit? I can make it not abrupt that way. Just. Should we do some breathing? Maybe you're not ready for it to be over. Honestly, go listen to another audio then. Or like, run it back. I don't know where you're at. We can just breathe if you want. So you're just all worn out. And you didn't know that your body could take that much. You're exhausted, achy, sweaty. Just lying there with your head on my chest. Feeling my heartbeat. Breathing me in. My arm wrapped around you. That's it. Just relax. You're okay. You're safe. I got you. Okay. Take care. Take care.